All right, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. I believe that's where we are. Is that where we are? Yeah. I think we just did Asulam Sheshlivo Sav Porchos. That's if they were not connected, meaning that they were loved, right? That was the whole thing. So now the next one is the bottom of the daf, 77b, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua. On to our daf today, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Ziv Hayotzi Min HaKos HaArba Al Arba. A projection of some kind. Like a little pull-out table that's coming off the wall almost. So in that situation, Arba Al Arba Vinech Alav Sulam Kol Shehu, and you put a little bit of a ladder on top of it so that it can get up a little higher. So then Miato. So then it does work. Presumably the projection itself wouldn't work because it's not on the ground, I believe. If, however, you'd have a little bit of a ladder on it, so then now it connects to the ground and it'll make it 4x4, and therefore, and thereby you have a less of a 10 tfachim tall wall. V'lo armon ela de osfei ale, aval osfei bahadei, or arvochei arvachei. It's a very weird word, but that only works if you mamish placed it on the projection itself. If, however, you place it next to it, so this is, I believe, the first picture I sent you. You can see there are two ladders. One is on the projection, one is off of the projection. So if it is mamish on it, so then you have 4x4, and you have the height connecting it to the ground. But if you only have the ladder next to the projection, so that's no good. That's only widening the projection. It is not making it, here it says, consequently, the projection doesn't have any connection to the ground. Okay, v'amar av nachman, amar av bar, v'kosel tisha azar, if you have a wall which is 19 tefachim tall, tzarech ziv echel hatiro. This has that picture also that I sent. It's got a projection right in the middle of it, and you have less than 10 to the ground, and then you have less than 10 above it. So therefore, you have no section of the wall which is greater than 10, and thereby you can use the top of the wall. Kosel Estrim, if you have a wall which is 20 tefachim tall, tzarech shnei zizim lahatiro. You need at least two in order to break up 10 and 10 so that you never have a stretch of more than 10. Amar v'chista v'husha midon zeh shalo keneged zeh. That's only if you're able to separate the projections in a way that you can access one to the other. Right. So you see this picture here has a ladder leading to the first one and then a ladder leading to the second one. If, however, they're right on top of each other, you wouldn't be able to get to the second one. Obviously, it would depend how you make it, etc. Fine. Amr of Huna, Amud Bershus Harabim Gavo Asav Rachav Arba. Our favorite case here. You have some kind of column in the middle of the public domain, and it's 10 tall and it's 4 wide. Vinadz Bo Yase Kol Shehu Miato. And you put in even just one peg. It says one drove. You put something into it, in which case it becomes less than 4. It becomes even more than 10, but it becomes less than 4, and therefore you don't have that necessary width. So then it diminishes the area, meaning that it's now less than 4 and you can't use it. It's no longer a makom b'tor, it's no longer a shtus hayachid that you'd be allowed to mechatif alav. So the Gemara says, Amar av adabar hava uvegavoa shlosha. As long as the thing that you put into it is 3 tefachim tall. If, however, it was less than 3 tefachim tall, so then we have a situation of lavud. And even though you might have put something on the surface of the 4, which interrupts the immediate 4, it's still considered connected to the bottom, right? So even if you would put a 2 tefach tall peg into this 4 tefach wide area, it would still be okay because that peg is considered to be flush with the top of it because it's loved. So Amr of Adabar Hava Uva Gavoy Shlosha, Amr Abaye Vereva Damar Tarveya Af Al Pish In Gavoy Shlosha. No, they say even if it's not three tall, because it's no longer usable, I believe Rashi says, Im Eno Gavoy Shlosha Tanaget Amr Chashiv V'lo Memai. Oh, that's the first one. That's Adabar Hava. So here, the Gemara says, "My Tama Lo Mishtamish Le." The reason is because you can't use it anymore. Even though it might be connected to the four, it's no longer of utility, and therefore it's not going to have the same status as the four tefach wide plane. So Gemara asks now, Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Shegavoy Shlosha My Tama Asher Detali Beimidi. Rav Ashi says, no, even if it's greater than three, it's still usable. Meaning, you know, Abaye and Rava just said that if it's less than three, it's still a problem. And now he's saying, even if it's more than three, it's not a problem. Meaning it's still a usable space because you could still use that peg in order to hang something off of it. Okay, Amar Rav Acha Barei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi Mil O Kulo Biseros Mahu. Let's say you filled the whole thing up with tall pegs, right? This is the next picture. I don't know why they made it look so small like this, but they're trying to show you that it's in the Rishas Harabim. So you see these little pegs hanging out of the thing. So the question is, if it's sort of like acupuncture, if you have so many pegs hanging out of it, so then you can actually put stuff on it. Right, so maybe you've created a new plane, you've created a new surface. So the Gemara says, "Amar le lo shmielach had Amar Rabbi Yochanan bor v'chul yasa mitzayif la'asara." Did you not hear of the halacha from Rabbi Yochanan that if you have a pit and it's chul yasa usually means like a hole, but here Rashi says it's the embankment. It's the outer side of it, right? Rashi says, "Karka han shenitzla mechafiras habor vehikifu bo pi habor saviv." So this is the second picture that you have, where it's basically you dug a hole and then the outer side of it. I think we had this word in Shabbos once. You dig the outer side of it. No, you did the stuff that you dug inside of it. You put on the outside of it, right? On the.
Is it the same word as when tzitzis, when we wrap around the tzitzis, the chulios? Isn't that the word they use?
Maybe. That could be. That would make sense. But, so here the question is, they can combine, right? We saw this in Shabbos. They can combine to create the 10. So if the extra dirt on the side is, let's say, 3 tzvachim tall, and then the pit itself is 7 tefachim deep, so then that's your 10 tefachim. So here too, so the Gemara says, bye-bye. Why would that be the case? Halo mishtamish le, you can't use that embankment, you can't use that part. Right, that part is not considered part of the Rishas HaYachid, right? The Rishas HaYachid, when we say 10 tefachim tall or 10 tefachim deep, you're using the bottom of the pit. You're not using the top of the pit. So here, even though you're not using the top of the dirt, you're still able to use it as a part of the measurement. So Elamai Yisrael Meimar says, Gemara, Demanach Midi Mishdamish. Really, you could use it, and it must be that you're able to put something on top of it. Hachanami Demanach Midi Mishdamish. Here too, even though you're adding something to the measurement, you can still use it, and therefore that's good enough when you put something on these pegs. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kosa Asar Tzarech Sum Arba Asar La'atira. If you have a wall which is 10 tefachim tall, you would need a ladder in order to prop it up at the right angle to make it usable. You would need a ladder which is 14 tefachim tall also. So you see here the bottom picture of the second picture, the bottom image of the second picture that I sent into the group. So the tallest one is 14. You'll obviously see that there are other opinions. Right, and then you say, "I'm Rav Yosef Amar, I feel a shlosha asar umash." As long as it's 13 and a bit, right? So you can lean it up at least, so you can access the top of the wall. You're within a tefach of the top. So the Gemara says, then Abaye Amar, I feel Echad Asar Mashu, as long as it's 11, right? Because once it's 11, so then you're within 3 Tvachim of the top. By the way, I don't know if people recognize with all these pictures, these ladders are not very big, right? We're not thinking of ladders like we think of ladders. A tefach is only like a few inches. So when we have a wall which is 10 tefachim, we're talking about a wall which is like 3-4 feet tall. We're not talking about a very large wall. And these ladders are really like, they make it look like you bought these ladders at Home Depot and you're like climbing your roof. It's not true. If you see these pictures on the top, on the back, you see the background images, you can see how tall the doors are. I think those are doors. So we're really talking about only a few feet tall. And these ladders are even smaller than that, right? An 11 tefach ladder is about... it's not that it's 11 tefachim, that it reaches 11 tefachim. Either way, no, I was right the first time. It's 11 tefachim, but it's only going to get up to 7 tefachim. So these ladders are only like 3 feet tall. It's not like a big ladder. So Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amar Afilo Shiva Mashu, even 7 and a bit, because you can lean it up straight against the wall. Right, so it's the same opinion as the first one. It's just that he thinks that you could put it right up against the wall. It doesn't have to be at an angle, because it has to be theoretically usable, but not practically as usable. So Amarav, Sul Mazakov Mai.
You can just screw it to the wall. You can just screw it to the wall.
Yeah.
You
can just... Right.
Man, they make ladders like that that are flat up against the wall, but they're installed.
Right. You just have to fit your foot into the. Onto the ledges. So I'm talking about my Gemara of Lo'edana my Taima. That's the Masorah. We have the Masorah. You can stick the wall up right against the. You can stick the ladder right up against the wall. And they say we have this Masorah, but we don't know why that would be allowed, because people don't usually use ladders like that. But yeah, as David's saying, you could technically put it up against the wall. Bolted there or whatever. So Amar Shmuel Loyadam Abatama to Hamilsa, you don't know, meets the Hava Itztava Gabi Itztava. It's the same thing as the platform that we ended off yesterday with at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, which is that you could use some kind of thing which is difficult to climb, right? A platform on top of another platform, even though it's not easy to go from one to the next. Technically you could, and therefore it is usable. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Dekalim Sheva Bavel, Enet Shvich and Keva. The palm trees in Bavel that were put next to the wall between two courtyards, between two chaseros. So in that situation, they don't have to be so permanent. What does that mean? I think we're trying to climb them. The Gemara is going to talk about climbing trees in a second. Let me just remind myself. They were placed next to the wall between two courtyards so that the people could climb on them and pass from one courtyard to the other. Do not need to be established permanently and attached to the ground. Rather, they serve to diminish the wall as they are. Oh, they're trunks. That's what the Safaria says here. Rashi says, Piskei Dekalim Shelbava Sheinich and Samachotel Lamaato. You basically take a trunk of the tree. It's not that it's connected to the ground, but you like discs of some kind that you would use in order to lessen the height. So the Gemara says, they don't need to be permanent. My taima kveidan kovatan. Their weight is what makes them permanent, and therefore they're not going to be considered movable, but rather going to be considered as part of the landscape, part of the measurement, which is permanent. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yoshua Sulama Shabbaval Enatrich and Kava. The ladders of Babylonia don't need to be permanent. Maitamak veidan kvatan, because the ladder is very heavy and they'll stay there. They're considered permanent. Matamar sulamas kol shekhen tekalim. Anyone who says that the ladders were heavy, all the more so is the trunk of the tree heavy. Man damar tekalim aval sulamas lo. Whoever says the trunk of the tree is heavy enough, that doesn't necessarily mean that the ladders of Babylon are heavy enough. Let's say you have a ladder which is four tefachim wide, but part of the ladder, I think this is what it means, part of the ladder is made of straw. So if you have the middle of the ladder is made of straw, and it's not very easy to walk on. So the Gemara, the question is whether or not you can measure that. Do you measure that as four tefachim wide? So Amarle af kaf regel ola behen. Ein kaf haregel ola behen. You can't put your foot on it, and therefore it's not connected. Therefore, it's not going to be four.
Each one's two tefachim. So in other words, it has to be a combination of four.
Yeah, right. The strong part is four. The strong part is two, but together they're four. It's two, and then I don't know, something like that. I don't know if necessarily it has to be two, but somehow if you connect them, they'll be good enough. But if they're separated by this, they're not good enough. So the question is whether or not they're good enough. And he says if the foot and Rabba responds, if the foot can't be strong on the straw, so then the two sides can't be connected. So what if it's the other way around? What if the straw is on the outside, v'sulim be'emtza, and the one is in the middle, and therefore you could put your foot there somehow? Amarle aharei kaf harega ola behen. You'd be able to do that, and therefore it would be a legitimate wall, a legitimate ladder to diminish the height of the wall. You see here also they put a person there. You see there's like a random person there. All of a sudden they figured out how to put people in the pictures, and it gives you a good sense of how big the wall is. Either way, so the Gemara continues, Chakak lahashlim makota makama. Let's say you've got a skinny ladder, really skinny ladder, and the question is that the ladder itself is not wide enough, but you have grooves in the wall that make it wider. So can you connect the wide grooves of the wall to the height of the ladder to make it usable? So become how much do the grooves have to extend up the wall? Kama amarle ba'asara. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. It has to get you to the top of the 10 tefachim height, even if the wall is taller. The grooves only have to be to the 10. Amarle chakaka kula b'kotel b'kama. If you did only the grooves in the wall, so the amarle melo kamaso, it has to be the whole entire height of the wall. So Abayishna, why is there a difference? Why is that when you have a ladder extending it, you only need to be out to 10 tefachim, but when you do it all out of grooves, so that it has to be all the way, go all the way to the top of the wall. So Abayishna, Amarle, Hasim Estalekle, Hachalom Estalekle. In one case, you're able to climb the top, but in the case of the grooves, you wouldn't be able to climb all the way. So therefore, if you're not able to do it, so then we're not going to consider it to make a difference in the wall. Which is, how does this connect to the Gemara?
Isn't that a Metzius thing then? So
yeah,
we're making it that it's absolute. It's a little weird that we're saying
these are all Metzius things.
Pardon?
They're all Metzius things. These are all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the reality is, all we have to say is, if he can get over the top, then great. And if he can't, he can't. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. They could have said it like that, but that's what Rabba meant when he said it. They just didn't understand why. But yeah, they could have said it. You have to put it all the way to the top, no matter how long it is. Yeah. So ba'amina Rav Yosef Mirabba asol ilam sulam mahu. If you made a tree you've made a ladder out of the tree. Do we have a picture of this? No. If you made a ladder out of a tree, so are you allowed to use it? So this is not a question of measurement, and it's not a question of access. It's really a question of Isra v'Heter. We were not allowed to climb trees on Shabbos, and therefore the question is, are you allowed to use the tree to diminish the size of the wall? Even though you're not allowed to use the tree practically, so the question is, are you allowed to consider it to be a passageway over the wall, even if you can't practically use it? So the Gemara says, Sibale Rebbe, Tibale Rabbanan. This is a question according to Rebbe, and it's a question according to the Rabbanan. Rebbe is the one who says that you could actually use... Rashi quotes from Daf Lamed Beis. You could actually use a tree to hold your Eruv Tchumen, right? And even though you couldn't technically climb the tree, you could technically climb the tree during Ben Hashmashos, and that's good enough to establish the Tchum for you. So the Gemara says, if you remember that whole very complicated diagram of what side the tree is and stuff like that. I don't know, this might have been before that one. Either way. So the Gemara says, Tzibaya the Rebbe, maybe it's a question according to Rebbe, who says you could technically put an Erev inside of a tree. This is not putting an Erev in the tree. This is using the tree as a transition from one side of the wall to the other. So Tzibaya the Rebbe, Ad kan lo kamar Rebbe hasam kol davar shem mishum mishvas lo gazra alav. The only reason over there he says you're allowed to do it is because it's during Ben Hashmashos. And during Ben Hashmashos, anything which is midrabanan is not a problem to use during Ben Hashmashos. So here, the Hani Mil Ben Hashmashos, over there, that only works during Ben Hashmashos, that you could use the Erev inside of the tree during Ben Hashmashos when it is that you establish your Tzchum. However, about Kuli Alma, but Kuli Oma, if it's for the entire day, like here, in order to establish transference from one domain to another, this wouldn't necessarily work because you need it to be the whole day, not just during Ben Hashmashos. O Dilma, or you could say Afilu the Rabbanan. Maybe even the Rabbanan would allow it. Pischa huva aria hu derivia alei. That really all you need is some kind of technical or theoretical transference spot. But it's not that you literally need to have somebody going back and forth through Shabbos. So therefore, it's what? It's like an opening with a lion in front of it, right? If you had an opening from one room to another, but there's a lion in front of it, so you wouldn't say that the rooms aren't connected. You just say that the rooms aren't accessible. So here too, it's like a tree, which you can't use, but it's still a passageway. It's still something you could transfer from one to the other. It's like a lion sitting in the middle of your doorway. You would never use that doorway, but it's still a doorway, right? It's still connecting the two places. So which one do we say? Do we say like Rabbi Yehuda, and do we say that it's okay? Do we say like Rabbi Yehuda and they say that there's a distinction and here it's a problem? Or do we say like the Rabbanan that it's always a problem to use a tree? Or do we say even according to the Rabbanan it would be okay because it's just an opening with a lion in front of it? So similarly, Asol Asher Asula Mahu, if you made a tree which was an Asherah tree, an idol worshipping tree, Avodah Zarah tree, so then you made that into a passageway from one wall to another. So is that good or not? So again, Tzibayi the Rebbe Yehuda, Tzibayi the Rabbanan, same thing in terms of making Erev Tchumen with an Asherah tree. So Tzibayi the Rebbe Yehuda, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rebbe Yehuda Hasam Demutzal Leknos Bayis Biyisurei Hana Al Hasam Debasar Dikana Lay Erev Lo Nicha Lay Delintar. The reason over there where he says you can use the Asherah tree for the house for your tchum. Some kind of house. What's the situation over there? Rav Yehuda Omer Hanosin has Erev with Kever. Right. It was you're using a grave site. So you're using a grave for your Erev. Over there it's okay because let me just read the Sefari, I'm forgetting. He requires the grave only for the moment of the acquisition of the Erev, and what happens to it afterwards is no consequence. However, here, since one desires the continued presence of the latter, it's possible that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that one may not rely on an Asherah. Right, so as one may not climb and make use of it since it's prohibited to derive benefit. Right, same type of thing, I think, that Rabbi Yehuda would only be okay with the grave because you only need it momentarily, and you don't care what happens to it afterwards. Here, you need to continue that connection for the duration of Shabbos, so therefore the Asherah tree would be no good. It could be the same thing according to Rabbanan, even though they say you can't use the grave, maybe you could use this. It's like an opening with a lion in front of it. So Amar Ilan Motzav Asherah Asura. Rabba says the tree is mutter. What does that mean? The tree is mutter. The general tree is allowed to be used, but an Asherah tree is not. That's too much. So maskul rechista ad rabba ilan shesu shabbos gorim lo nitzar. It's the opposite. The tree which is only because of an iser Shabbos. So that would be a problem, because Shabbos things can affect Shabbos things. But Asherah, Asher Devarah, Acher Gorim Lo. But when it comes to an Asherah tree, which is not it's not usher because of Shabbos, so then that would not be considered something you can't use on Shabbos. That's more like a lion at the entrance. You're right. Itzmar Nami. Kiasa Ravin, it's also said that when Ravin came over from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol She Isser Shabbos Garam Lo Asar, Kol She Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo Matar. Similarly here, same sort of rule of thumb. If it's because of Shabbos, so then you can't use it on Shabbos. If it's because of something else, so then you consider it like an entrance that you just practically can't use, like a lion. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Hachi Ilan Pluk Sadr Rabbi Yehudah, Asher Pluk Sadr Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, yeah, the same machlokas that happens between Rabbi and the Rabbanan for the tree by an Erev Tchumen and for the Asherah for the Erev Tchumen, for the gravesite by the Erev Tchumen, also applies to the regular tree and to the Asherah tree by transferring from one side of the wall to the other, connecting the two sides of the wall. Okay, new Mishnah. Charid shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have some kind of ditch in between the two walls, just sort of in between the two courtyards. Amok asav rochav arva ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin echan. Right? If it's ten tall or it's 10 deep, and it's 4 wide, so then that's a legitimate area. That's a rishus yachad unto itself, and therefore it separates the two courtyards to the extent that the two courtyards are not allowed to join together. They can obviously make their own air, even though. Afilu mali kasha tavan, even if it's filled up with straw or hay, it would still be considered like a bona fide hole, a bona fide ditch, which disconnects the two courtyards. However, mali afar tsraros, if it was filled in with dirt or with stones, ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. Therefore, it's basically like ground level, right? It's just like it's just like a pavement almost, and therefore you're not only connect the two chatzeros in order to allow them to make an eruv, but they're considered like one big courtyard, and therefore you're not allowed to make two separate eruvin. Nasan alav neser sherechav arba tvachim. Here you get another picture here. The last picture with the last two images that I sent. So if you have a wooden board, which is 4 tvachim wide, v'chein shnei guz tiraos zo keneged zu, and similarly, 2 balconies, which are connected to each other through some boards, right? You made some kind of bridge over the Rishis HaRabim. Ma'arvin Shnayim, so then you can make, each one can make their own Erevin. The picture doesn't really show, I guess these are apartment buildings, I don't know. It doesn't really show multiple people living in the pictures, but at each section, but V'im Ratzu Ma'arvin Echad, I guess that's why they have 3 here. Because maybe 2 of them can connect, but if they wanted, all 3 could connect. I don't know. Either way, v'imratzu ma'arvin echad, or they could all connect to each other because there's access to one to the other. So pachos mikan, but it's not a full connection that they would be prohibited from making individually. Pachos mikan ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvin echad. If, however, the platform that they use to cross over the ditch, or the platform that you use to go from one balcony to another, is not wide enough, so then it's not going to be a good enough connection, and therefore you can only make an eruv independently. You cannot make an eruv together. The Gemara says, "V'tevin lochayitz." Is it really true that straw, or the hay, is not a good filling? But wait a second. We learned in the Mishnah, "Matzbein b'shebein shtechatzeros kavu asar tvachim arvin shnayim ve'en marvin echad." If you have hay, which is a tall pile of hay, right? If there's a tall pile of hay in between 2 courtyards, so then it's no good. It creates a disconnection. So if it's strong enough to create a disconnection, it should also be strong enough to create a connection. If it's inside of a ditch, right? It's a pile of hay in the middle that separates the 2 courtyards. So now if it's a pile that fills in a gap, it should also be good enough. Amar Abaye Leinam Nechitza Kuliyam Lo Pli Dehav Mechitza Val Leinam Nechatitza Ibat Lechayetz V'Lo Bat Lelo Chayetz. If it's considered like a separation, that's good enough. As long as you're willing to, because it is actually a separation. However, when it comes to creating, filling in, a chatitza, something which is kind of an interesting use of the word, but a chatzis is something which is filling in the gap. So the only time it works is if you're batle, if you leave it there, you don't want it anymore. If you lo batle, lo chatz. If, however, you don't want to leave it there, but you want to use it somehow for something else, so then that would not be a good filler, and it would not connect the two courtyards. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow about leaving dirt in that ditch. Okay, shkayach, everyone. Have a good day.